The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Now I'm going to post in the chat the Audio Dharma code. Go to the retreats page. audiodharma.org/retreats and use code RZRQ. Now we'll get to the recordings for this retreat. There will be a number of public recordings as well, but I do use the code to post the recordings that are specifically for exchange with you guys. So you'll need the code to get the complete set. So this practice in the more formal setting. Okay, Yosh said that she could email you the code too. You registered, so she has all your email addresses. Thank you, Yosh. What I have found over the course of the years that I've been practicing in this style, and I think I started with Sayadaw in 2009, so it's been 14, 15 years of practice in this style. And over the years of practice in this style, what I find is that the access or the availability of a balanced mind in whatever situation I'm in is way more available. It may not mean that there's quiet in the mind, but it does mean that if the mind is doing a lot, there can be just a simple recognition with ease. This is how the mind is right now. This is okay. And it can actually track content and experience of my own, what's happening in my own mind and what's happening in the world. So there's much more availability of that in daily life. And the effect on that in a more formal practice is that the mind settles way more quickly in formal practice too, because of that availability of balanced mind, a basically wise attitude. It's way more available. And it's almost like when the mind returns from wandering, it orients to wise attitude. It orients to, oh, here I am again. Mindfulness is back. And so with the more formal practice, with that wise attitude being present, the mind can settle quite quickly, actually. And it takes time for that, at least in my experience. It's a slow settle. This kind of practice, you know, we learn about our minds all the way through the process. We learn about how our minds are reacting to things, both in formal sitting and in daily life. You know, in the formal sitting, what we see often is our relationship to the meditation itself. Why isn't the mind settling? You know, I think it should be doing something else. Why isn't there fewer thoughts? And all of that is just the mind doing its thing. So noticing that too, the relationship to the meditation, to the practice, agendas we have, beliefs, views we have about our practice. I think when I teach retreats in this style, you know, longer retreats, 5-day, week-long retreats, helping people to see the agendas and beliefs they have about meditation is one of the big pieces